That is the sound of kapa making. Kapa is the tradition of bark cloth used for clothing by ancient Hawaiians. Kapa maker Delani Tanahi is one of a half a dozen cultural practitioners at the Global Tourism Summit.
This is a great opportunity for us to be here and share what we do and give opportunities to people to, you know, to see that, you know, you can have all the zip lines and all the paddle boards and all the whatever, but, you know, well, without the Hawaiian culture, what is the sense of the tourism?
Native Hawaiian culture is one of the pillars of the tourism industry, but ensuring authentic representation is a constant challenge. Kalani Ka'ana'ana is the cultural programs director for the Hawaii Tourism Authority.
I think we still struggle with that, right? Like, as a people, we still struggle with how our culture is interpreted or used or appropriated or misappropriated by some. And that's part of what our work is to try to educate.
HTA produced a style and resource guide for its brand managers and global marketing team that lays out the do's and don'ts of Native Hawaiian culture and language.
And really leverage that as the platform by which to start to set process and procedure for us to guide the marketing that we have control over. I will say, though, that there's a lot of marketing that we don't have control over, where you still see a lot of the, you know, tiki grass skirt kind of pineapple stuff.
But they can set the standard, says Pohai Ryan, executive director of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association. Her organization offers cultural training workshops for businesses.
It's a quality check more than anything else, being certified, but also it's having pride in our own product.
For the past 20 years, Naha worked to ensure responsible representation of the culture in the tourism industry. It will host its first ever cultural education conference for Hawaii's hospitality industry starting Friday in Honolulu, covering topics like respectful visiting and indigenous tourism.
I think the native narrative or the Hawaiian community is at a good place where we can help design and navigate tourism instead of reject it.
As more and more visitors seek out unique and culturally rich tourism experiences, Hawaii has much to offer. And investing in the authentic representation and perpetuation of that culture essentially adds to the value of the tourist experience.
How do we reflect inward first, take care of home first, and then if we've done that well, visitors will enjoy the experience when they do come to visit.
Native Hawaiian culture is no longer a means to an end in the tourism industry. It is the end. Kuvehi Hirishi, HPR News.